fed cattle prices continued steady to $2 lower Thursday. ERS projects next year's average fed steer price to be about $12.50 higher than this year's average. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 10th of December. So far this week, negotiated cash fed cattle prices are steady to $2 lower. Trade was limited on light demand in the Southern Plains and the Western Corn Belt through Thursday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Prices in the Southern Plains were at $140 a hundredweight, which was steady with the prior day, but $2 lower than last week. Although too few to trend, there were a few live sales in the Western Corn Belt at $138 to $140, and a few in the beef at $220. Prices there last week were at $140 and $220, respectively. Trade in Nebraska was slow on moderate demand. Dress prices were steady with last week at $220. Although too few to trend, there were some live trades at $138 to $140 compared to $140 last week. Trade in Colorado was mostly inactive on very light demand. Live prices there last week were $142. Cattle futures softened amid the subdued cash trade. Live cattle futures closed an average of 62 cents lower. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 55 cents lower, except for 67 cents higher in spot jam. Choice box beef cutout value was 44 cents higher Thursday afternoon at $264.55 a hundredweight. Select was $1.41 lower at $251.68. Corn futures closed 3 to 4 cents higher through nearby July, and then mostly 2 to 3 cents lower. Soybean futures closed mostly 3 to 4 cents higher. Calves and feeder cattle traded mixed at the weekly Thursday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers and heifers sold mostly steady at Woodward Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, where there are 4,296 head. Steer calves also sold steady, while heifer calves traded steady to $4 lower. At Ogallala Livestock Auction in Nebraska, steers sold steady to $4 lower, and heifers sold unevenly steady. There were 4,137 head on offer. Higher undertones were noted for steers weighing less than 600 pounds at Farmers and Ranchers Livestock Commission in Salina, Kansas, where there were 3,430 head. Steers weighing 600 to 700 pounds sold $3 to $5 higher. $4 to $7 higher at 700 to 850 pounds, but $3 lower at 850 to 900 pounds. Lower undertones were noted for heifers weighing less than 550 pounds. Heifers weighing 550 to 700 pounds sold $3 to $7 lower, and then $4 to $5 lower at 700 to 850 pounds. At Clarinda Livestock Auction in Iowa, steer calves weighing 500 to 600 pounds sold $3 higher, and then steady to $6 higher at 600 to 700 pounds, but steers weighing 700 to 800 pounds sold steady to $5 lower. Heifer calves weighing less than 600 pounds sold generally steady, and then $4 to $7 higher at 600 to 700 pounds. There are 3,107 head on offer. Feeder steers weighing 450 to 750 sold $2 to $6 lower at Napoleon Livestock Auction in North Dakota. The exception was $2 to $6 higher for steers weighing 500 to 550 pounds and 600 to 700 pounds. Feeder heifers weighing 450 to 550 sold steady to $4 lower, but $5 to $7 higher at 600 to 650 pounds. Feeder heifers weighing 450 to 550 sold steady to $4 lower, but $5 to $7 higher at 600 to 650 pounds. There are 2,558 head on offer. There are 2,445 head at Mobridge Livestock Auction in South Dakota. Steers weighing 501 to 550 pounds sold mostly steady, and then $4 to $9 higher at 551 to 700 pounds. Heifers weighing 550 to 650 sold $5 higher. Finally, steers sold mostly steady to $2 higher at Denison Livestock Auction in Iowa. Heifers sold $1 lower at 600 pounds, but $2 higher at 700 pounds. there are 2,192 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices softened Thursday amid some likely retrenching and despite positive employment news. Weekly initial unemployment insurance claims for the week ending December 4th were 184,000, which was 43,000 less than the previous week and the least since September 6th of 1969. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed fractionally lower, the S&P 500 closed 33 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 269 points. USDA's Economic Research Service raised the Fed cattle price forecast for this year and next year based on current price strength and expectations of continued demand strength. In the latest World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates, ERS forecast this year's annual average five-area direct fed steer price $1.25 higher than last month at $122.56 a hundredweight. Next year's average price was projected $5 higher than the previous month at $135. Prices were forecast at $138 in the first quarter, $134 in the second quarter, and at $132 in the third quarter. Turning to crops, the 2021-22 U.S. corn supply use and outlook was unchanged, as was the projected season average price of $5.45 a bushel. As for soybeans, the U.S. supply use and outlook was unchanged, but soybean oil production was raised on a higher extraction rate. The 2021-22 U.S. season average soybean and soybean oil price forecasts were unchanged at $12.10 a bushel and 65 cents a pound, respectively. Soybean meal price, though, was projected $5 higher at $330 a short ton. Finally, the outlook for 2021-22 U.S. wheat was for slightly lower supplies, unchanged domestic use, reduced exports, and higher ending stocks. The projected season average farm price was raised 15 cents a bushel to $7.05 on current NAS prices and expected cash and futures prices for the remainder of 2021-22. That would be the highest season average farm price since 2012 and 13. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 10th of December. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.